You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha combining all the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant kingdom, and combined with tea to make kombucha makes for a powerhouse in nutrition. Visit Inkabooch.com to check out their great selection of drinks, including spice berry and ginger coconut. The Joe Rogan Experience review today is reviewing MMA 53, the conversation between Joe Rogan and Jeff Nowitzki, the Golden Snitch. This was one I was looking forward to because this was, I believe, right before or after the John Jones fight, but all the controversy around him and showing some testosterone in his system. So I was keen to find out what was going on and what was happening. So here we go. Let's review. So Jeff is actually a really good guest on Rogan, and he's getting better too. He speaks well, he's interesting, he's kind of funny, and he's kind of enjoying this process of, like, I guess, you know, super minor UFC celebrity or MMA celebrity status. I mean, people know who Jeff Nowitzki is, and you know, his daughter even made some t-shirts recently with his name on that he might even consider selling for charity because, you know, people shout out Golden Snitch when he is in the UFC. So, yeah, he's a good character to have on, but he also explains things really well. He's very precise and seems like, you know, a very honest guy, like somebody that really wants to get to the bottom of things. He actually never worked for USADA, which is interesting because I think that was USADA is the testing body that does all the testing for the UFC. And I was always under the impression that he used to work for USADA and then he started working for the UFC, which is kind of like a conflict of interest. It turns out that's not true, which is interesting because I think Brendan Schaub was saying that he worked for USADA as well. So he is the UFC employee that deals with health and safety, right? That's kind of what his job is. So yes, John Jones tested positive to some compound that's banned, very low levels though, and the levels as they got into it was something within the pico range. So I have a background in biochemistry, and so some of these measurements I at least had heard of this before. A pico is about as small as it gets. If you look at a scale of like meters, millimeters, and you just work all your way down to the, you know, micro, macro, to the tiniest amount that even exists, a pico is really as small as any measurement can get. Most of our testing facilities for any kind of testing can't get much below that. And because drug testing is getting so good, they're able to test these levels that are so super, super low. But really, here's the thing. It's like, well, where are these compounds coming from? The level is so low in Jones's system that there's no way it could have helped him in the fight against Gustafsson. But the question is, so what? Was it in his system at a higher amount a long time before? What they had to do is, because they found this in his system, the Nevada State Commission wouldn't let him fight Gustafsson in Nevada. So the UFC decided, well, this fight should still go along. Maybe another commission will pass it. And in California, they passed it. So they had the fight in LA. So it caused a lot of controversy because it sounds like, oh, we just want Jones to fight and we don't care what the results are. Well, it could be seen that way, and that's reasonable that people would think that. But this is what this conversation is about. And as far as Jeff Nowitzki understands from the people he's talked to, these levels are just far too low to have been anything. The issue with this is you can't do studies on steroids because they're illegal in like every country in the world. So they can't always do studies to see when you take a compound, right? So like tyrannobol is a steroid. What happens is these molecules break down in your system, right? And they break down into other compounds, and sometimes it's the other compounds that are damaging for you. It kind of works like that with alcohol. Like alcohol itself isn't all that damaging, but it's the compounds your liver breaks it down into that makes it poisonous. But it's just your body's way of trying to get rid of it. Well, in the same way, certain compounds, maybe fat-soluble ones, will get stored in your fat, and they stay in your system for a very long time. And as you start to weight cut, then you are burning the fat, and they start to re-enter your system. So they actually get back into your bloodstream, and they show up in testing, or urine, uric acid, whatever. And this is what looks like it was happening with Jones, because he did fail before for a test a long time ago, and it was the same compound in a very small amount. And really what this testing is showing, because now they can check, measure these levels at such tiny amounts that they just think that all they're able to do is pick up from previous testing. So he shouldn't be banned for this drug that got in there. And Joe postulated in this conversation that maybe because Jones likes to party, he did some cocaine. Cocaine is often cut with creatine, and creatine is just a supplement that could have other compounds in that could also get back into his system. And for the love of God, I just hope that Jones has stopped. I've met Jones before. Super nice guy. I met him when I lived in Albuquerque. We used to go to this bar called Twin Peaks, where actually a ton of UFC fighters in Albuquerque will watch the UFC. So it was really cool. You could go in there, I'd sit at the bar, and there would be like Holly Holmes behind you, Andre Arlovsky would often be in there. Jones didn't come very often, but sometimes. Dobson, this short little guy, he was badass. And who else used to be in there? Alistair Overeem I met in there once. It was just like great to watch the UFC fights with some of the greatest fighters on the planet. It's kind of a really unique situation. But anyway, so he was known in Albuquerque for wanting to party. I'm pretty sure my old roommate had partied with him. And it's such a shame in some ways. I mean, obviously being as dynamic and incredible as John Jones is, such an incredible fighter, willing to take unbelievable risks, you know, came out for to win the belt against Shogun with a flying knee. I mean, how do you flying knee a veteran like that and expect to not get caught in something or immediately knocked out? Jones doesn't give a fuck. And that probably plays into why he likes to party and do crazy things. I just hope for the love of God that he has slowed it down so we can get the very best out of him. I mean, it's selfish for me, but it's probably better for him and for everyone. I mean, he's lost a lot of money not being able to fight. I hope he starts just smashing people. I want to see the best out of him before he's done. The conversation of microdosing came up because I guess that's been a bit of a thought process. Like maybe these fighters are just taking super small doses, but most likely that's done with things that the body can digest and get out of your system so it doesn't show up in testing. So, you know, either he'd be microdosing with this compound and doing it carelessly because it's not a very good compound to microdose with, or he'd be using one that would leave his system and would be harder to detect anyway. And and yet the whole issue of weight cutting came up and thinking that maybe it just was a part of a broken down portion of his previous failed test that's just coming out of his fat stores. It's hard to know. But USADA said Jones did not break any doping rules. That's important to understand. And, you know, Jeff really likes to catch cheaters. He does. So if he thought Jones was cheating, I mean, this is what he wants to do. He's health and safety, right? That really does mean the health of the fighter and of other fighters. Meaning, if somebody's getting away with doping, they have the opportunity to hurt themselves, their body, their liver, whatever. And, you know, if they're therefore physically so much stronger that they're able to knock someone's head off, that's a safety issue as well. I mean, obviously they're out there to fight and do those things, but there is a safety element. So yeah, I kind of like, how that was set up. They talk a little bit about how Frank Mir got a longer suspension than Jones, but Jones went to arbitration and Frank did not. So Jones tried to fight it. Frank Mir decided not to for whatever reason. He was saying that he ate some funky meat or something, like he ate kangaroo, I think, way back, and kangaroo could have had it. I don't know. It was like the silly, stupidest excuse I'd ever heard. But that's it. Then the problem was they were talking about how do you regulate the supplements then? And this is a good point. Joe brought up the idea of the UFC making their own supplements that they give to all the fighters. That I thought was kind of interesting, but Jeff did mention that that would kind of fuck with everyone's sponsorship, you know? But at the same time, I kind of think with sponsorship, like some of these guys are sponsored by Monster Energy Drink. How much fucking Monster do you think they're drinking? Like probably not that much. So you could be sponsored by all these supplements and just take the UFC ones. And they'd all be tested and make sure they don't have any of this crap in. I don't know. It's whatever. But, you know, it's really sad, really, for Jones because he's lost tens of millions of dollars with these suspensions. More importantly, as a fight fan, we've lost watching probably the greatest fighter of all time fight many a fight. So thank God he started so young. And thank God he's still so young. And that we have many years ahead and he, and you know, take all the partying and all the controversy away, and he really starts, you know, focusing, putting his head down and training harder than he ever has. I mean, we may not have even seen the best John Jones. So that's really exciting. And I hope he can keep this shit clean, and this is a big lesson to him. And even though he hasn't been doping, but this test still showed up, I think it's going to keep him on his toes. And it's going to keep him really focused, making sure that he doesn't put anything in his system that isn't where it needs to be. But Joe also made the point to say that Jones is not cheating, right? This is important to say because other people, Cormier, everyone, you know, these people are calling him out, saying he's a cheater. It's just false. It's not right. Maybe before when he was suspended, but this time, definitely not. He didn't cheat. He came back. He beat Gustafsson, won the belt. He is the champ, the light heavyweight champ. And man, I mean, think of, you know, Cormier as the heavyweight champ. Jones has beat him twice. Jones is going to get that belt and he's going to beat him again. And then Jones now has two belts. And I don't know. I think that's the only way for anyone to get a belt off Jones is for heavyweights to start fighting him. I mean, Jones isn't going to be able to get much beyond like 220. He'll probably start to slow down so he won't even want to. But imagine some of those super fights. John Jones versus Cain Velasquez. Get the fuck out of here. John Jones versus Brock Lesnar. Ugh, he would smash Brock, but that would be awesome to watch it, I think. Really good podcast. Excellent conversation. Check out Jeff Nowinski's conversation with Joe. And, make your own decision, you know. Tell me what you think. Is Jones a cheat or not? I really don't think he is. It seems reasonable to me. I just want to see him fighting again. But anyway, guys, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. We'll talk soon. Cheers. Thanks again for listening, and once again, this review was brought to you by Inca Booch Kombucha. Go to inkabooch.com today to order your drinks.